In the chaotic campaign season, there's no time to wait for some journalist to break a story on the opposition to help your candidate. The campaigns have to do the snooping and the digging themselves. Opposition researchers, called oppos, are an integral part of the contemporary road warrior scene. Todd Zwillich's latest installment of Road Warriors, Life on the Campaign Trail, introduces us to Jacob Daniels, attorney and senior partner at Oregon Research Consultants and a much-in-demand Republican oppo man.
Sometimes we play as the silent partner, I guess, with investigative journalists. Other times, you know, these opposition researchers that people don't know very much about, most people don't know they exist. We go through all these records, a lot of information flows in and out of our office, and it's fun to watch the commercials, like where there's a quote where it says, Governor X, you know, voted to raise taxes 10 times, and there's a quote and the citation to it. They come from the opposition researchers. We're poring over every single news article possible, and the payment, really, to an opposition researcher is to be able to see the information that they had to dig through for hours pop up on the TV screen and know that that information's going to help your candidate.
Are you looking for the sex scandal, the time somebody got arrested for drunk driving? Or is it a lot more mundane than that? Are you looking for sort of everyday things in somebody's life that, you know, if you distill it, maybe doesn't look so good?
Well, that's a very good question, Todd. And basically, there's a few different components to opposition research. Number one, we're always looking for that silver bullet moment, that piece of information that you know is going to really be detrimental to your opponent's campaign. But then there's also just the more mundane components of opposition research, which includes just having a general picture of who the person is that your candidate is running against. And a lot of times that's really boring information, like how they voted on certain things. And then we kind of look and see if there's any silver bullet type issues with our client that we need to take care of or at least know about and be prepared for so that the public relations experts that we work with have a response ready once that information comes out.
Give me an example of a time, I don't know if you want to mention names, maybe you don't, where you've sat down with a client, a candidate for office, and said, I need to know the bad things from your past so there are no surprises. What's happened?
Well, you know, when we do those sorts of things, and Todd, I appreciate you saying I don't have to name names because, you know, we do that in an attorney-client privilege type setting. I've heard just about everything. I've heard people think, oh, goodness, I had an amicable divorce, and goodness, that's going to be terrible. It's going to ruin the campaign. So I've heard that all the way to some things that I'm just not even going to mention that are just not good things that you want to hear. And so sometimes we have to then transition to the conversation about maybe politics isn't for you. It's a sport that is brutal, but I've found that it's even more difficult for the spouse and the children to have to deal with, you know, their mom or dad getting beat up in the media.
Have you ever felt badly for the tone and maybe some of the dirt that you've helped bring to politics?
Well, you know, I always jokingly say that my Achilles heel is that I have a great deal of empathy for my opponents. But along the same lines, there's a responsibility to make sure that we're obtaining the truth about the opponent, where at the same time, they're trying to obtain the truth about our client. Because in the end, what's most important is for there to be an informed electorate for our democracy to work properly. And so,
yeah, but it's an arms race, isn't it? Because whether or not somebody's a good leader is one thing, but you're going to dig up their voting record, which is fair play. You're also going to dig up whether they had a bad breakup 30 years ago. Who cares? But that's fair play, too.
It is fair play. And you're entirely correct, Todd, when you say that, you know, who cares? Because that's kind of the element that we deal with. We find everything, and we take a throw the spaghetti at the wall and see what sticks type approach. But yes, I don't like how dirty politics have gotten. It's one of those things where, as you were saying, it's an arms race, and if we're not doing it, we're going to be in trouble, just like if the other side isn't doing it, they're going to be in a lot of trouble as well.
Describe the time that you did some opposition research into a home loan of your opponent back in a governor's race. Tell me about how that worked.
I got my first job after law school working for Chris Dudley, who played in the National Basketball Association for about 20 years. And basically, I just sat at a desk. with a couple other guys, and then we just started going through all the information out there. We found this secret loan, which I would consider to be one of those silver bullet moments. When you get something like that, oh goodness, it gives you goosebumps, you get a rush of adrenaline, and that's really what... that's the drug that we live on in opposition research land.
Did Oregon's former governor get a sweetheart deal on a home mortgage?
A secret loan?
Allegations of shady dealing?
Questionable ethics? Politics as usual. Oregon deserves better.
Jacob Daniels, that is opposition research come to life, or staggering out of the crypt. I don't know. There's you guys digging the dirt, pouring it into the sausage casing. And that ad we just played, that was the sausage. That's what you guys invented from all that work.
Yes, sir. And it's one of those things that I hear that commercial to this day. And I'm so proud to have been part of that.
Tell me one thing, one piece of information that you've dug up on an opponent that you regret. Just it got out and you thought, I got to do my job. It's fine. But man, that person doesn't deserve that.
I'll give it to you this way. In order to actually do this type of work, you have to put yourself into a mental state where you just treat it like warfare. You just kind of get into that back and forth, and then maybe afterward you feel bad about it. But when you're in war, it's all about just making sure that you protect the people around you, namely your client, and you make sure that your client is successful.
Well, if running for office is dirty business, and it is, that means that somebody has to grab a shovel and start digging. And that's Jacob Daniels, attorney and senior partner at Oregon Research Consultants, Oppo Researcher. Jacob Daniels, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Todd. I really appreciate it, and I hope you have a great day.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.